The Brothers Karamazov by Fyodor Dostoevsky, dramatized by Micheline Wando, with Freddie Jones as Fyodor Karamazov, Michael Maloney as Alyosha, Stuart Wilson as Mitya, and Tim Briley as Ivan. Episode 2, An Introduction to Love.
My name is Alyosha Karamazov. I am the youngest of the three brothers Karamazov. My eldest brother, Mitya, is planning to take our father to court for money which he claims is owed to him as part of his inheritance. My father suggested asking the head of our monastery to arbitrate, but the meeting ended in uproar, with Mitya threatening our father. Afterwards, I received a note asking me to visit Katerina, Mitya's fiancée. I hurried to her house, taking a shortcut through narrow back roads, past garden fences, across backyards.
Good day, Katerina.
How are you, Miss Katerina?
You asked me to call, Miss... What? Who's that?
Alyosha, over here.
Mitya?
Where are you going?
Well, I have to see someone.
I must talk to you.
No, I'm in a hurry.
This is important. Quick, jump over the fence. I won't keep you long, I promise.
Well,
you're the only one I can talk to. Will you tuck that stupid cassock up and get over the damn fence?
All right.
Here. Oh, I'll help you. Give me a hand. Right. Now hurry, we can sit in the summer house. No one can see us there.
The summer house was a small decaying building, the floorboards loose and the woodwork musty. In the middle of it was an old green table with a couple of wooden benches near it. On the table was a bottle of brandy and a glass.
Sit down, Alyosha.
If no one can see us, why are you whispering?
Because I want to tell you a secret, and whispering is right for a secret. Do you want a drink? I forgot. Monks don't drink. I've got some bread and cheese in my pocket. Would you like some of that?
Oh, yes, please. I didn't get any lunch.
Right. We'll share it. Here you are.
Thank you.
Alyosha, in this whole rotten world, you are the only person that I really love.
Oh, Mitya.
In God's truth. Now tell me, where were you going?
I don't know if I should say.
You won't tell anyone.
Well, it isn't that. Oh, why not? I was going to see Katerina.
Good heaven.
Are you angry?
No, not at all. It is the most amazing coincidence. I've been sitting here, racking my brains, thinking, how can I send Katerina a message, and then you appear, my angel, just as if you had read my thoughts.
Katerina sent me a note asking me to go and see her.
A note? May I read it?
Oh, of course. Here.
Thank you. I must tell you everything, Alyosha. I've confessed to an angel in heaven, and now I must tell an angel on earth. You see, Alyosha, I said you were an angel. Please come to me. Listen, judge, and forgive. Katerina.
What do you think it's about?
How should I know? She's very beautiful.
So I've heard.
Ah. Not so innocent after all, are you, little Alyosha?
I don't know. I'm a little scared going to visit a woman.
Alyosha, forgive me.
Mitya. You're crying.
I'm so excited at the thought of being able to talk to you. Now, it won't take long, I promise. I am what I am, Alyosha. An ex-army officer who drinks and chases women. But I'm also a Karamazov. I paint the town all the colors of the rainbow. I fall into hell, I chase the devil. And yet I still love the Lord.
We are very different, Mitya.
And I am in such pain, Alyosha. God sets us nothing but riddles. How is it that a man can have the image of Sodom in his soul and still worship the Virgin Mary? I want to tell you how I feel about women. Am I embarrassing you?
No, not really. I feel I know what you're talking about. Perhaps I am a little like you after all.
How could you possibly be like me?
Well, It's as if we were both on the same ladder. I'm on the bottom rung. You're higher, much, much higher. I'm looking up at you.
Perhaps you'd better get off.
I don't think I can.
I kiss your hand, my young brother. You know what Grushenka said to me? She said that one day she'd gobble you up. No, I really have embarrassed you.
No.
I want to tell you the truth about Katerina and me. I met her when I was in the army. I spent my money ostentatiously. I was arrogant, insolent, and not surprisingly, my commanding officer took against me. Now, he had two daughters. The elder, Agathia, was tall, plump, with beautiful eyes.
Mitya, where on earth have you been hiding?
My delicious Agathia. Come and dance.
I would love to. Oh, Mitya, just look at your sleeve.
What's the matter with it?
The braid has come stitched.
So it has. It must be for want of the attention of a kind and beautiful woman skilled with her needle.
I will sew it on for you with pleasure.
Where, Agathia? Shall we slip out to somewhere terribly quiet where you can sew on my braid? Your bedroom, perhaps?
I'll sew it on, but not in my bedroom.
It's a joke, my dear Agathia. You're not the sort of woman I would dare insult.
I'm glad to hear it.
The Lieutenant Colonel's other daughter, Katerina, had arrived in town, and everyone was buzzing round her.
Miss Katerina? Good evening.
I beg your pardon?
Dmitri Karamazov at your service. Would you care to dance?
With you?
But of course!
No. No, I don't think so.
Well, I am the most marvellous dancer, you know.
Are you indeed? Excuse me, I must go and speak to my father.
I was furious. How dare she ignore me? I had an idea. I wrote to Father, asking him for 6,000 rubles. He sent me the money and with it a paper to sign. I signed my name without reading it, sent it back, and kept the money.
Agathia, I say, over here.
Yes, Mitya?
I must talk to you.
About what?
Agathia, I know your father is in trouble.
What on earth are you talking about?
Your father owes the government 4,500 rubles. Did you know that?
No. Are you sure?
Oh, yes, it's very serious. His superiors suspect him of embezzling money.
This is terrible.
I have a solution, if you'll help. If you would ask Katerina to visit me in my rooms, I might be willing to let her have the money. No one will ever know.
Mitya, what are you saying?
You know exactly what I'm saying.
You are a very ruthless man.
Do you want your father to be court-martialed?
I shan't do it.
Ask Katerina. Let her decide.
Come in. What is it? You'll have to be quick. I'm just on my way out.
Mr. Karamazov.
Miss Katerina. This is a surprise. Please, sit down.
I don't want to detain you.
Oh, it's nothing important. I was merely combing my hair, sprinkling some eau de cologne on my handkerchief. To what do I owe the honor of this visit?
My sister said that you would give me 4,500 rubles if I came to see you.
Your sister is a loyal woman.
I wasn't going to come, but my father has been relieved of his command. He says he's going to shoot himself. Agathia said, if I came alone, you would give me the money. Will you?
She was beautiful and noble and prepared to sacrifice herself for her father. At that moment, she was in my power. I could have humiliated her, laughed at her. I could have made love to her.
Here, Miss Katerina, here is a check for 5,000 rubles. Take it. Give it to your father.
Thank you, sir.
You don't have to call me sir. I'm simply keeping my promise to Agathia.
She went as white as a sheet, fell on her knees at my feet, and touched her head to the floor in true Russian fashion. Then she ran out of my room. There, that is the absolute truth. I did not seduce her or ruin her reputation, and if anyone as much as suggested, I shall take my sword and kill myself. Now, shortly afterwards, I received a letter, 500 rubles, the change from the cheque, minus the bank handling charge, of course. No note, no explanation.
What happened? Well, the old man cleared his name, but he got himself so ill with worry that he didn't last long. He was buried with full military honours. Katerina left for Moscow, sending me a cryptic little note.
I'll write to you. Wait. K.
I'd heard she'd been left some money by an aunt, so she was pretty rich. And a few weeks later, I got two more letters. In one, there was 4,000 rubles. In the other...
I am madly in love with you. I don't care if you don't love me. I want to marry you. I shan't be in your way. You can ignore me. I shall be the carpet under your feet. I just want to love you and serve you and save you from yourself.
Ivan was in Moscow at the time, and I wrote to him and asked him to go and see her, just to see what he thought of her.
So that's where they met.
And what happened? He fell head over heels in love.
How did you and Katerina get engaged?
Well, she wouldn't give up. Eventually, I just gave in. I went to Moscow, and we talked and talked, and she made me promise that I would reform. I promised, and we had a wonderful engagement party.
Have you kept your promise?
Of course not. I haven't changed at all. Grushenka is only the last in a long line of other women.
Oh, Mitya.
And now I want you to go to Katerina and tell her that I cannot continue with the charade any longer.
Why don't you tell her yourself?
I can't face her. Ivan loves her. She respects him. He's far more suitable than I am.
I'm sure she loves you if she said so.
You don't understand. She doesn't love me. She loves her own virtue. She thought she loved me out of gratitude for what I did for her father.
You mustn't think so little of yourself.
I'm only fit for women like Grushenka.
Oh.
I can't go on being engaged to Katerina. It just isn't honest.
How did you meet Grushenka?
Whetted your curiosity. Well, that's all to do with money as well. Now, Grushenka lives with Kuzma Samsonov, a rich old merchant. He's pretty well bedridden now. She is a money lender. Very clever. Charges ridiculous rates of interest. Now, whenever father sent money, he made me sign an IOU. He gave her one of the IOUs, and I heard she was going to sue me for the money. I was furious, and I went to see her. I was prepared to be as forceful as necessary. And we got talking, we started drinking, and we went off to this place 20 miles outside town. And I happened to have 3,000 rubles in my pocket.
Oh,
it was amazing. She is the most sensual woman on earth. Every angle, every curve. I kissed the little toe on her left foot, and that was as near as I got to her.
Mitya Karamazov, I will marry you. What do you think of that? Promise not to beat me, and I'll marry you.
She was laughing at me then, and she's still laughing at me.
Do you want to marry her?
Yes. It's crazy, isn't it? If she won't let me marry her, I'll hang around anywhere. I'll carry her luggage, I'll sweep her yard, just to be near her.
Just a minute. You said you had 3,000 rubles when you went to see Grushenka. Where did you get that money from?
Katerina had sent me a note with 3,000 rubles asking me to send it to Agafya, who was still in Moscow.
Mitya!
I know. I told Katerina I'd sent the money, but I spent it all on Grushenka. Now do you see why I must break off this engagement to Katerina?
I can see why you're so unhappy, Mitya. But there must be a way out of it.
You're so naive, Alyosha. There is no way out. I'm too much of a coward to shoot myself. I shall pay my penance by marrying Grushenka, and when her lovers come to visit her, I shall go into the kitchen and polish their boots. I shall be her errand boy, her slave.
I'm sure Katerina will understand. She'll forgive you when she sees how unhappy you are.
She won't. There is only one way of making amends, and that's impossible.
What?
Returning the 3,000 rubles.
Oh. Well, perhaps Ivan and I could get hold of some money.
You're very kind, Alyosha, but it won't work. You're underage, you have no money. Besides, I could never repay you. No, I shall never see Katerina again.
There must be some way.
Well, I suppose there is one outside chance.
Anything.
You could go to father and ask him for the 3,000.
No, he wouldn't give it to me, Mitya.
Oh, I suppose not. Oh, God! I don't know where to turn.
We must find a way.
Look, legally, Father doesn't owe me anything. I know that. But what about morally? He squandered my mother's dowry, 28,000 rubles. If he will only give me 3,000 rubles, God will forgive his sins. Please ask him, Alyosha.
You know what he'll say.
I know for a fact that Father has 3,000 rubles in an envelope. He's keeping that money for Grushenka.
Grushenka?
Yes, he's after her. He's told her about the money. Alyosha, you must get it for me. I can return it to Katerina, and Father won't be able to bribe Grushenka away from me.
Mitya, you don't know what you're saying.
I do. Please, just try, for my sake. I believe in the miracle of God's providence. God knows my heart. God sees my despair. He won't allow anything terrible to happen.
Well, I'll try.
I'll wait here. You must get the money from Father and give it to Katerina by midnight. Tell her, Mitya asked me to say goodbye to you. Go on, say it.
Mitya asked me to say goodbye to you.
Perfect.
What if Grushenka visits Father?
If she... Oh, God. I will... I would stop her. Stop them somehow.
Mitya...
I won't harm her, but I'll kill him.
What are you saying?
I don't know. Perhaps I'll kill him. Perhaps I won't. I hate him! I hate his fat, wrinkled nose and his black, decaying teeth. The way he sneers and sneers. I'm afraid, Alyosha. What if I can't control myself?
God will settle everything for the best.
Yes. Yes. You're right. I must be calm. Wait. I'll sit here. I will wait for a miracle.
My father lived in a rather old, pleasant single-story house, painted grey with a red iron roof. It was very homely, with all sorts of odd corners, hidden staircases and box rooms. The furniture was white and upholstered in faded red silky material. My father and Ivan were eating in the large drawing room.
Ah, why, look who's here. Uh-huh. Little Alyosha.
Father, Ivan, how are you both?
Couldn't be better.
Sit down. Short of you any brandy. I know it's Lent and you're a bit of a stickler. How about a little liqueur?
Just some coffee, thank you, Father.
Sport. Ivan, we'll have some liqueur. Smeryakov.
Yes, sir?
Take the keys. Bring the bottle of liqueur from the cupboard in the hall. Second shelf on the right, and hurry up. You're hungry, Alyosha.
I've just had some bread and cheese. Thanks.
Ah, you can have a bit of cake. Smeryakov, bring some cakes and fresh hot coffee. Smeryakov. Makes the most delicious coffee in the world. I sent him to Moscow to be trained, you know. And his fish soup is out of this world, isn't it, Ivan? I'd offer you some, but we've finished it all.
Coffee, sir, and cake.
Thank you. Pour some for Alyosha. Smeryakov has just been talking about the Bible. Most enlightening.
Indeed.
Pour some liqueur for me and Ivan.
Yes, sir.
Tell Alyosha what you've just told us about the creation.
Shall I, sir?
Please. I'm very interested.
Well, the good book says that God created the world on the first day, and the sun, the moon, and the stars on the fourth. What I want to know is, where did the light come from on the first day?
How's that for theology?
Father, leave him alone.
No, Ivan, you've heard it already. I want Alyosha to hear Smeryakov's wisdom. By the way, Alyosha, are you going to give up this rubbish about becoming a monk?
Of course not, Father.
Well, I don't care what you do, my boy. Come here, Alyosha. Let me give you a big kiss. You can't imagine how much I love this boy, Smeryakov. Now, let me make the sign of the cross over you. There.
What happened to Smerdyakov's wisdom?
Huh? Oh, yes. He can read and write, can't you, my man?
Yes, sir.
You've only lent him a novel by Gogol.
I didn't finish it, sir.
Why not?
Because none of it was true.
That's a little harsh, Smerdyakov.
If I forbid you to criticize him, it brings on his fits. Epilepsy, Alyosha, he gets them very often these days. Why is that, Smerdyakov?
I don't know, sir.
Perhaps you need a wife. Shall I find you one?
No, thank you, sir.
I'm sure it's the only answer. Oh, Alyosha, there's something else I want you to hear. Tell little Alyosha. The story of the Russian soldier who was taken prisoner by the Mohammedans.
Very well, sir. Now...
Fill up my glass first, will you?
Yes, sir. The Mohammedans threatened to kill the soldier if he didn't renounce his Christianity and adopt their faith. He refused to betray his religion, and they flayed him alive.
Flayed him?
He died a martyr's death, praising and glorifying Christ.
Hey! They should canonize the soldier and send his skin to the monastery. Think of the money that would bring in.
Although the soldier was very brave, I don't think it would have been a sin if he denounced, if I may say so, the name of Christ in order to save his life. After all, he could have done many good deeds in future years with which to atone.
Absolute nonsense. Of course he would have sinned. You'll be roasted in hell for saying such a thing.
Begging your pardon, sir, nothing of the kind will happen to me.
Wicked, that's what you are, wicked.
I am not wicked.
All this Jesuitical going around the houses is giving me a headache. Smerdyakov, I must talk to my sons. Clear off.
The plates, Mr.
No, leave them till morning. Go on, get out.
Very well, sir.
Lord Eakin refuses me.
Oh.
It's all your fault, Ivan. What have you done to make him so fond of you?
Nothing at all. He's an interesting chap. When the time comes, he'll be very useful.
When is that, Ivan?
When the rocket goes up, when the big social change happens. When the peasants realize what's in their real interest.
The Russian peasant is fit for nothing but flogging. Pour me some more liquor, Alyosha.
Haven't you had enough, Father?
I certainly haven't. All right, I'm calling myself. Smerdyakov doesn't steal, doesn't gossip, and bakes wonderful fish pies. Oh, Alyosha, do you think I'm a fool?
No, Father.
I say, Ivan, what do you think? What do you think? Is there a God? Why are you laughing?
You sound like Smerdyakov.
Why shouldn't I? We're both Russians. Look, I'm serious. I want to know. Is there a God?
No, there's no God.
Alyosha, is there a God?
Yes, there is.
Ivan, is there such a thing as immortality?
No, there's no immortality.
None at all?
None at all.
Not even a little teensy something, a little bit of soul?
Absolutely nothing.
Alyosha, what do you say?
I say there is such a thing as immortality.
God and immortality.
Yes, in God is immortality.
I see. Well, how on earth am I going to choose between you? I suspect Ivan is more likely to be right. Ivan, tell me again. Is there a God?
For the last time, there is no God.
Then who is laughing at me?
The devil, I suppose.
Ah! So the devil exists.
No, the devil doesn't exist either.
Damn it. Oh, you know, I could strangle whoever it was who first invented God.
If God hadn't been invented, there would have been no civilization.
Wasn't there?
No. And no brandy either. Father, you've had enough.
Wait a minute. I'm offended, Alyosha. Are you cross with me, Alyosha?
No, I'm not cross. I understand the way you think. Your heart is stronger than your head.
Isn't he marvellous? Don't you love your brother, Ivan?
Yes, I do love him.
Of course you do. Who can help loving him? Oh, dear. My head is spinning. Alyosha, if your old father asked you to do him a favor, you would, wouldn't you?
I would try.
Well, will you persuade Ivan to go and do some business for his loving father?
Not again, father.
I want Ivan to go out and sort out some trouble with my timber business, but he won't go.
It's not convenient at the moment,
father. You despise me, don't you? You live under my roof. Enjoy my hospitality, and you despise me.
Don't be silly.
You're spying on me. That's why you won't go.
If it's that important, I'll go tomorrow.
You've got a nasty, scheming look in your eyes.
Father, please don't insult Ivan.
Take that damn brandy away. Ivan, I know you don't love me, but don't be angry with me. I'm just a poor, stupid, lonely old man. All you have to do is go to Termashnia, sort out the timber deal, and I can introduce you to this delicious little peasant girl. Did you know, Alyosha, that there is no such thing as an ugly woman?
Oh, Father, I would like...
Oh, your mother, Alyosha. She was so sweet. I used to woo her, kneel at her feet, kiss them, and she laughed.
Please.
A lovely, tinkling little laugh.
Father!
And I knew that was the beginning of one of her hysterical attacks. Honestly, I never did anything to upset her.
I don't want to...
She spent hours in front of that damned icon. One day I grabbed it and spat on it just to show her that it was all superstitious nonsense. Alyosha, what on earth is the matter with you?
Please, Father.
Shut up, you leave my son alone. Oh, God. That's exactly what his mother used to do. Sob and put her hands over her face. Quick, Ivan, get me a glass of water. I'll throw it over him, just as I did with his poor mother.
She was my mother, too.
What the hell are you talking about? Your mother? Well, was she your mother? Damn it, yes, you're right. She was your mother.
Get out of my way! I know she's there!
It's me, dear. Don't let him in. Don't you kill me!
Ivan, save me, protect me, protect me from that horseman. Where is she? Where have you hidden her?
Who on earth are you talking about?
I'll break the place apart, Mitya. Please, wait.
What did you do? Let her in by the back door.
Oh. Shut up, Mitya. You know she's not here.
In your bedroom. No. You've hidden Grishenka in your bedroom. Right. Grishenka. We'll soon get her out.
Don't you dare go near my bedroom, you thief.
He's after my money. I'll get out of my way.
Killing is too good for men like him. Mitya, get out of here!
Did you see Grishenka coming?
She isn't here. I saw her. I saw her coming up the lane to the house. I told her and she ran away. She didn't come here. Now go away. Please.
Are you all right?
I'm going to look for her. Alyosha, remember Katerina.
Come on, let me help you up.
I am not sorry for anything I've done, you old bastard. Now, don't think you're the only one who has dreams, who knows what he wants. I curse you! I disown you!
Oh, Lord, the old man's fainted. Smeryakov, Grigori.
Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, my
Grigori,
Lord.
Help me lift Mr. Karamazov on the bed and get some water and a towel. Hurry!
Ivan and Grigori put Father to bed with a wet towel wrapped in vinegar round his head. Weakened by the brandy and the shock, he fell asleep straight away. I swept up the pieces of the broken vase.
Grigori, are you all right?
What? Oh, yes, Mr. Ivan, I'm fine.
You're as white as a sheet. Your head is bleeding, eh?
So it is.
It must have happened when Mitya was trying to get in.
He hit me. Mitya hit me.
He didn't mean to.
I used to bath him when he was a little boy.
He didn't know what he was doing. It was lucky I pulled him off Father. He might have killed him.
God forbid.
I don't know. Dog eat dog and serve them both right.
Ivan, how can you?
I think I've got all the pieces.
It's all right, Mr. Alyosha. I'll finish it.
Don't worry, Alyosha. I wouldn't let anything happen to the old man.
Ivan! Alyosha! Where are you?
I've got a terrible headache. I must get some air.
Right, you go. I'll sit with Father.
Alyosha! Oh!
I'm just coming, Father.
I'll see you later.
Are you all right, Grigori?
Yes, yes. Go on. Your father needs you. Alyosha.
Father.
My dear boy, where's Ivan?
He's gone out for a walk. How are you feeling?
Oh, my head's ticking like a grandfather clock. Tick, tick, tick. I'll sit up. Oh!
You be careful.
Hand me that little mirror. There, on the table.
Here you are.
Thank you. Oh, what a mess. I'm going to be all the colours of the rainbow tomorrow. I've seen enough. Take the damn thing away, Alyosha.
Yes, Father.
I'm frightened.
You're quite safe, Father. Mitya's gone.
No, no, I'm not talking about Mitya. It's Ivan.
Ivan? No, he's very concerned. He'll look after
you. You're the only person I'm not afraid of. Tell me the truth. Was Grushenka here?
No, she wasn't here.
You know that Mitya wants to marry her?
Yes, he told me.
She won't, you know.
I don't expect she will.
Not for anything in the world. Alyosha, I'm sorry if I upset you before. I didn't mean it.
I know.
I want you to have the icon of the Virgin. It belonged to your mother. You all refused to pray before that icon. Take it and don't be angry at me when I say stupid things. Alyosha, please tell me the truth about Grushenka. She was here, wasn't she?
No, Father. On my word of honor.
Oh, I believe you. You know, Grushenka can't decide between me and Mitya.
So I understand.
Go to her. Go to Grushenka. Ask her. Beg her to make up her mind which one of us she wants. Will you?
Yes, all right. I'll ask her.
Be careful. She'll flirt with you. She'll kiss you and you'll end up thinking she wants you more than anyone else. Oh, perhaps you'd better not go. You're too innocent. I'm exhausted.
We can talk another time.
All right, then. Come and see me tomorrow.
Yes. Sleep well.
I'll be right as rain tomorrow.
As I left the house, I was overcome by despair and confusion. I was shocked by Mitya's violence towards Father. But I also felt that of the two, Mitya was by far the more unhappy. A few hours earlier, I had felt embarrassed at the thought of going to visit Katerina. Now I felt quite the opposite. If I could talk to her, I was sure I would find answers to these bewildering questions. How could Father and Mitya both love the same woman? Did Katerina care about Mitya?
Yes, sir?
I have come to see Miss Katerina.
I don't think she's expecting a monk.
May I come in?
Oh, I suppose so. You'd better wait in the hall.
Thank you.
Well, have you got a name?
Please tell her that Mr. Karamazov is here to see her. Oh, you had better say Mr. Alexei Karamazov.
All right. A monk, eh?
I could see into the drawing room. Sofas, settees, vases of flowers, and a large fish tank by the window. A silk shawl was draped over one of the sofas, and on a little table in front of it, two unfinished cups of chocolate, some cakes, a saucer with raisins in it, and another with sweets.
Mr. Karamazov, would you like to go into the drawing room? Miss Katerina will be down in a minute. She says please make yourself at home.
It's all right, Masha, thank you.
Yes, madam.
Mr. Karamazov, Alyosha. May I call you Alyosha?
She smiled at me. She was beautiful.
Please, come and sit down here next to me on the sofa.
Her mouth was exquisite, but there was a haughtiness about her which made me wonder whether anyone could love her for long.
I've heard so much about you.
And yet, as I sat next to her on the sofa, her eyes shone with sincere kindness.
I've been dying to see you. I prayed to God this morning that you would come.
Why did you want to see me?
Only you can tell me the truth.
I always try to tell the truth.
Of course you do. God answered my prayer and brought you here.
I don't think it was just God.
How do you mean?
Mitya asked me to come and see you.
Have you seen him?
Earlier on today.
Was he well?
I think so. A little upset, perhaps.
Why did he send you?
He asked me to say goodbye to you.
Say goodbye? Were those his exact words?
Yes.
Are you quite sure?
Quite sure, Miss Caterina.
Well, I know he's angry with his father. Your father too, of course. But he couldn't possibly have made a decision like that calmly, rationally. It must have been a moment of bravado, despairing passion. I know him. It doesn't mean a thing.
You know, Caterina, I said exactly the same thing. I'm sure he loves you, really.
Oh, Alyosha, you bring me hope. May I ask you a question?
Of course.
It's about Mitya and a sum of money. Say, for argument's sake, 3,000 rubles.
Oh, dear. You know about the money?
I've known for some time.
Well, you know how proud Mitya is. He simply couldn't face you. Who told you about the money?
After a few weeks, when I hadn't heard from my sister, I wrote to her in Moscow. She told me the money hadn't arrived. I knew then that Mitya had not sent her the 3,000 rubles as I asked him.
He's not a bad man, you know.
Well, obviously, he's terribly guilty about having spent my money. But if you would only realize that I am his friend, he needn't be ashamed. After all, he wouldn't be too ashamed to confess to God, would he? Why can't he tell me? We are engaged.
When I was at Father's just now, Mitya burst in a terrible rage. He hit Father. It was awful. I didn't know what to do.
Perhaps I should go and find him. Talk to him.
No. No, you mustn't.
Why not? Where is he?
I don't know how to tell you.
Oh, Alyosha, please don't hide anything from me.
He's gone to visit someone.
To visit someone?
Yes. I hardly know how to say this. He's gone to visit Grushenka. There.
Heavens! Don't be afraid, Alyosha. I know all about that. His passion for Grushenka. It's only lust, you know. It's not love. He'll never marry her.
Mitya says he will marry Grushenka, if she'll have him.
But she won't.
How do you know?
Because this woman, this Grushenka, whom everyone calls a slut, a tart, she is the most noble of all creatures.
How can someone as beautiful, as pure as you, even bear to talk about such a woman?
I'll show you. Grushenka, my angel, would you care to join us, my sweet? There, my little secret, waiting quietly behind the curtain. Grushenka, I'd like you to meet Alyosha Karamazov.
My dear, I thought you'd never get round to it. I've got terrible cramp in my right leg. So, this is little Alyosha.
There she was, this wicked woman about whom I had heard so much. She was plump and wore a black silk dress with a black woolen shawl draped around her milky white neck. She had magnificent dark brown hair, exquisite grey-blue eyes, with long, long eyelashes. She glided softly and soundlessly across the floor.
Isn't she lovely, Alyosha? Come and sit here beside me, my dear.
You are lovely, Miss Grushenka.
See how polite he is.
Delighted to meet you, Alyosha.
I decided that Grushenka and I just had to meet and talk things over. I was convinced we could sort everything out between us. And I was right. Grushenka has flown to my house like a good angel, told me all her plans, and she has brought peace and joy with her.
I was told you were an arrogant and haughty young lady. You are nothing of the kind.
Oh, how could you think I was haughty? I'll show you how proud I am. I shall kiss you on the cheek. There, and there, and once on your little chin, there, and just a tiny little kiss on your mouth. Hasn't she got the most wonderful laugh, Alyosha?
Oh, Miss Caterina, I'm sure I don't deserve all your kisses.
Of course you do. You have a brilliant head and a willful and proud little heart.
Now, Grushenka, I want you to tell Alyosha your story. Don't leave anything out. Oh,
I don't like to.
Very well. I shall tell it for you. We are a generous and an honest young girl called Grushenka. Once upon a time, 5 years ago, we fell in love with an army officer and we gave up everything for him. And then we found out that he was married, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We were in complete despair, and we would have drowned ourselves, except that a kind old merchant called Kuzma saved our life and took us in and looked after us. And now he's bedridden, but we still comfort him in every possible way.
You are too generous, Miss Katerina.
Not at all. We have recently received a letter from our army officer, who is now a widower, and would like to come and visit us. Grushenka is going to be happy again. Isn't that marvellous? This chubby little hand, oh, I must kiss it, is going to be happy again.
Oh, Miss Katerina, you embarrass me.
Oh, I wouldn't embarrass you for the world. How can you think such a thing of me? Oh,
perhaps we don't know each other very well yet.
What about Mitya?
I am a wicked woman, Alyosha. I just give way to any headstrong impulse. I flirted with Mitya for fun. That's the truth.
She's promised me she'll tell Mitya that she loves her army captain, always has, and that she's going to marry him and live happily ever after. Aren't you, Grushenka?
What?
Remember what you said before Alyosha came?
No. No, Miss Katerina. I never promised you anything. You kept telling me what I must say to Mitya.
I'm sure I can't have misunderstood you.
It sounds as though you have. I've promised you nothing at all.
Oh,
you see what a wicked woman I am. Compared with the lovely Miss Katerina, if I want something, I just take it. Now, it is just possible, I suppose, that I might have given the impression I promised to say certain things, but as I've been sitting here and listening to you, I've been thinking, what if I should suddenly fancy your Mitya all over again? He's very dashing, you know. When I first met him, I fancied him for an entire hour.
Just now, you said something quite different.
Oh, just now. I'm so susceptible to tears, and you're very pretty. But if I see Mitya and he's suffering for love of me and I start feeling sorry for him, what then?
I don't understand you.
That's because you're good and noble. Now you can see what I'm really like. Perhaps you won't be so keen to shower me with little kisses. Perhaps I should kiss your hand and tell you I'm going to be your obedient slave and do exactly as you wish. What a beautiful, soft hand you have, Miss Katerina. On second thoughts, I won't kiss your hand. I won't make any promises. As God thinks fit, so let it be, without any promises.
You're mad!
I want you to remember that you kissed my hand, but that I did not kiss yours.
You bitch!
Oh, naughty, naughty.
Get out, you tart!
Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself in front of little Alyosha.
You're a whore!
A little bird told me that you used to do a little of that yourself. Visited a gentleman in his room with nothing but your beauty for sale.
How dare you!
Katerina, please.
Get out of here!
Oh, don't worry. I've absolutely no desire to stay in this den of hypocrisy a moment longer.
You dirty little...
Miss Grushenka, I think you'd better leave.
Only if you will see me home, Alyosha. Oh, very well. If you won't see me home, Alyosha, be sure you come and visit me soon. Promise.
Oh, please, Miss Grushenka.
Oh, poor,
his child. She's gone there, Katerina. Please, calm yourself.
Oh, that bitch. If she'd said another word, I'd have... Oh, I've taught her such a lesson. She's an animal. She ought to be flogged.
You don't really mean that, Katerina.
How could Mitya have told her?
Well, perhaps it's all my fault.
Oh, it isn't your fault at all. I should never have believed a word that creature said. Oh, I feel so tired. I must lie down. Please forgive me, Alyosha.
There's nothing to forgive.
I don't know what to do. I don't understand anything anymore.
You'll feel better tomorrow.
I shan't. I know I shan't. Oh, leave me now, Alyosha. I must be alone.
It was getting dark. A sharp, cold wind was blowing. I reached the outskirts of town and took the country road to the monastery. The road was deserted, and I could just make out the shadow of a willow tree at the crossroads. The branches stood out dimly against the darkening sky. As I approached the crossroads, a shadow detached itself from the tree.
Your money or your life!
Heaven bless and preserve us!
Frightened you, little brother.
Meet you! Terrified me.
I knew you'd have to pass by here on your way back to your den.
Meet you. How could you attack your father like that? You might have killed him.
Nonsense. He's as strong as a horse.
I don't understand you.
Look at the sky, Alyosha. You see how dark it is? Look at the clouds. Listen to the wind. I was standing here under this tree, and I thought to myself, as God's my witness, I thought, well, why go on? Here's a tree. I have a shirt, trousers. I could make a rope in no time. I can free the earth of the burden of having to support and tolerate me. And then I saw you coming towards me, and it was like a revelation. Here, I thought, is my little brother, the only man in the world I really love. My first thought was to rush out and hug you with joy. And my next thought was to play a trick on you, make a joke. So I yelled, your money or your life.
I wasn't frightened once I realized it was you.
Good. Tell me everything that happened from the minute you got to Katerina's house. Now, was she furious?
No, not at first.
What do you mean?
They were both there.
Both?
Grushenka was there.
It's impossible. All right, you've paid me back. That's your joke. Now tell me the truth.
That is the truth. Grushenka was visiting Katerina.
Extraordinary. Start at the beginning. You knocked at the door.
I told Mitya everything that had happened.
So Grushenka wouldn't kiss Katerina's hand. Oh, it's priceless. An animal. But of course she's an animal. Flogged. Of course. So she should be. I understand Grushenka perfectly. She is the queen of devils.
But what about Katerina?
I understand her too. She has such pride, that girl. She thinks the world belongs to her and that she only has to want something and it will fall into her lap. I'm sure she believes she could charm Grushenka into anything. Poor old Alyosha. I'm surprised you got away in one piece. You tucked your cassock up between your legs and ran.
Not exactly, Mitya. I think you were very indiscreet. You shouldn't have told Grushenka that Katerina was prepared to give herself to you in order to save her father. That was unkind.
I didn't tell Grushenka anything of the sort.
You must have.
Well, she knows. I can't remember every word I've ever said to her. Actually, there was one night when Grushenka and I got terribly drunk, and I couldn't stop crying and praying to Katerina, and Grushenka cried with me. Oh, she understood. So it doesn't matter how much I've cried. The fact remains, I have been a bastard to Katerina.
No, I didn't mean it like that, Mitya.
Go back to your monastery and forget about me. Anything I've done in the past is nothing compared to the terrible plan I carry here in my heart. This plan, this idea, this obsession. I can't think of anything else. I hope I have the power to refuse to carry it out. Alyosha, you are a witness.
To what, Mitya?
To the fact that I know exactly what I'm doing.
You are talking in riddles.
Never mind. Just remember what I've said. And don't pray for me. I don't deserve it. Good night, Alyosha. Good night.
Mitya, wait a minute. Come back.
Good night, little brother.
I walked the last stretch to the monastery, my feet dragging with weariness. I looked forward, as I never had before, to the peace and holiness of the eldest saint. Every evening, all the monks gathered in the eldest cell to confess their sinful dreams, their temptations and quarrels. The elder Zosima arbitrated, reconciled, exhorted, imposed penance, gave his blessing, and dismissed them.
Alyosha?
Father Joseph. How is the elder?
Dozing all day. He wasn't well enough to hear confession tonight. He asked for you. When I told him you'd gone to town, he said, good, his place is there. What did he mean?
I wish I knew, Father Joseph. He thinks I should leave the monastery and go out into the world.
I'm sure it's to fulfill some holy duty.
I suppose so. Shall I go and see him?
Yes. Be as quiet as you can.
Of course.
I reproached myself for having been away all day. The elder Zosima, the man whom I respected and revered more than anyone else in the world, was here, suffering. I knelt by the old man's bed. Zosima's breathing was gentle and quiet, his face peaceful.
God bless you, Father Zosima.
Alyosha, is it you?
Oh, yes, Father, I didn't mean to wake you.
You didn't wake me. I'm glad you're back.
How are you feeling?
The better for seeing you. I shall take the sacrament in the morning. I can sleep now. Good night.
Good night, Father.
I returned to my own small cell, took off my shoes and knelt to pray. Usually praying made me feel joyful, but tonight I felt distracted and restless. I couldn't concentrate. Using my cassock as a blanket, I lay down on the hard and narrow sofa. As I did so, I felt something under my head.
What on earth? What is this? A pink envelope.
Dear Alyosha, no one knows I am writing to you, not even Mother.
It was from Lise, the crippled girl who had given me the message from Katerina.
I can't go on without confessing what is in my heart. They say paper doesn't blush, but you can see that is not true. This paper is pink because it and I are both blushing.
Your mother would be so angry if she knew.
You blushed the other day when I teased you. Oh, dear Alyosha, I love you. I know I am only 14, but I have loved you since I was a little girl. I will always love you. I want to be with you forever. And I know you will have to leave the monastery for me to do that, but I can wait. Soon I will be healthy and able to walk and run like other girls.
Oh, niece.
I wish I could see your face. I'm not teasing now, and when I next see you, and please don't look straight at me, because I'm sure I shall just burst out laughing and laughing, and I won't be able to stop, because you'll be standing there in front of me with your serious face and your long cassock. I'm laughing now just thinking of it. There. I've written you a love letter. Please forgive me if I've annoyed you.
You haven't annoyed me, silly.
My secret is safe in your hands. Now I think I shall cry. Please come and see me soon. Lise.
Lise had done the impossible. She had cheered me up. My brothers, my father, the elder Zosima, all my worries suddenly lightened.
God have mercy upon them all. Save and preserve them, the unhappy and rebellious in spirit, and set them on the right path. All the ways are thine. Save them according to thy ways. Thou art love. Thou wilt send joy to all.
I crossed myself and fell into a deep and tranquil sleep. In my dreams, I saw Lise running and laughing. And I vowed that I would visit her again as soon as I could.
In the second episode of The Brothers Karamazov by Fyodor Dostoevsky, Fyodor Karamazov was played by Freddie Jones and Alyosha by Michael Maloney. Mitya was Stuart Wilson and Ivan, Tim Briley. Grushenka, Elena Braun. Katerina, Angela Dunn. Father Zosima, Roger Hume. Grigori, Edwin Richfield. Father Joseph, Roger Rowland. Lise, Charlotte Martin. Agafaya, Caroline Gruber. Smirdyakov, Andy Hockley. Other parts were played by members of the cast. dramatized for radio by Micheline Wandor, The Brothers Karamazov was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Philip Martin.
The Brothers Karamazov was translated by David Magashek.